Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
This is Elder Care Radio on a wonderful Wellness Wednesday. We are Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, and we are excited to be here again with you today and share some of our experiences and understandings. And we hope that every week we are able to give people some new information, new directions, and some great things to consider doing for your own health.
Good morning, everyone. We're so happy to be here. Thank you for joining us. We do have some community perks available. Richard, why don't you?
So we have another hospice bed that has been donated, and we would really like somebody to take advantage of that.
It's actually a really good one.
Yeah, it really is. It adjusts, the feet adjust, the head adjusts, but it also adjusts up and down from the floor, and giving you the ability to get in and out of it better. So if you know somebody who may be struggling, maybe spending a lot more time in bed, you know, and having those adjustments, but also struggling to get in and out of it, it is a great solution, and we'd like that to go to somebody who can really use it. There's no cost there. We just want people to get that advantage. Also, if you or you know somebody who is in need of some assistive devices, whether that's canes or walkers or shower chairs or wheelchairs or bedside commodes, you know, those start to cost money and start to add up, and it can be difficult. So give us a call. See if we can help you. Our phone number, 435-477-6999. And then another one that I just thought of, a toilet riser. I don't think a lot of people really think about that, but it just raises the toilet seat up about 8 inches. So if you find yourself getting on the toilet and then struggling to get back up, that's not as big of a step, so it's much easier to use.
And a couple more devices that may be of a concern for your family or more may really assist. Those Hoyer lifts, sit to stands, even oxygen. Give us a call. We'd love to help you find ways to access those very, very important medical equipment that will help make your life easier as you assist your loved one as a caregiver, and it'll make your patient that you're caring for, regardless of who that relationship is to you, it'll make their life safer.
And if we can help, it may not cost you anything for any of those products, so we'd like to help out. And you know, even incontinence products, we have some that we can give out if you're in need. And the cost just keeps going, and if we can help anybody, we'd be more than happy to do that. So also, to help out the community, we know that a lot of people are not seeing their doctors as often or as successfully as they should. So we do have experienced registered nurses that we can send to your home to do some testing and evaluation, to give you a physical, and maybe get some information to your doctor so that they can make a better decision. But it's important that we stay on top of this. So, you know, checking blood pressure on occasion, checking, you know, blood sugar maybe, doing the overall physical. But the other thing that we can do is just talk about your concerns. I know a lot of people, when you go see your doctor, it seems like they're in a rush and you don't have that opportunity. So if you have issues, you can talk to the nurse about it, and we'll try and get some resolution for that.
If you or someone you know just may not be as healthy as they used to be, have struggles that they are dealing with, maybe just a harder time getting around or getting all those things done that they used to get done, please let us help. There are usually resources available for you, and we would love to help. There's never any cost or obligation. We just really, since we have the information available and we see how many people struggle in this town so frequently, we get so many phone calls each week that we are just absolutely pleased to help people with. Give our office a call. Let's see if we can help them. And again, you don't have to fear that word hospice. Nobody's going to force you to sign up for anything or to, accept anything. But our office number is 435-477-6999. We will help direct you and give you the information that you need.
Yeah, and again, that visit and assessment is completely free. We don't charge Medicare or Medicaid for that. We just do that because we know that there are people out there who need it. So we've also been doing some meeting and greeting at a number of places. The Hurricane Senior Center, we are there every Monday from 11 to noon, doing blood sugar and blood pressure testing, keeping those records so that you have a history, because that's significantly more important than just a one-time test. So if you want to come out and see us, we'll, again, take those tests, but we'll talk to you, answer any questions that you have on the medical side if we can, or at least direct you to where you can find better information than you may have now.
We're also at the St. George Senior Center on the second Thursday of every month, and we're also there on the fifth Thursday when there is a fifth Thursday.
Right.
We're there from 9:30 to 11:30. Again, those are free blood tests, blood glucose monitoring tests. We do your blood pressures. We track them all on a nice little card that you get to keep with you, so that when you go to your doctor, that information has more of a historical baseline as opposed to just a one-time event when you go. It's more important than you think, and we're always happy to forward that information to your doctor if you would like us to.
Okay, and we've also been invited to a number of support group meetings to answer some questions and help people find some options. We've been invited to some of the 55 and over communities and even some church groups. And we just want the community to be informed. We really do. We'll answer any questions and try and address those things that are specific to you. You know, we try on the radio to cover things, but there may be questions that you have that we haven't talked about yet. So this would be a great opportunity to have us do that. If you have, you know, if you can organize a time at some formal function meeting, that's fine. We'll do that. But if it's just some neighbors and some family and some friends that get together and have some questions, we would certainly come there too. There's no cost or obligation on that. We can also talk about some optional services that are available in the community that may not be well recognized. And really, there's nothing worse than having a service developed and created and nobody taking advantage of it because they don't know that it exists.
And just to kind of tell you where all this comes from, when the first time I had a significant decision to make with my mother, it was amazing how much help was available that I didn't understand. This is a very complex healthcare system. Now, that was 20 years ago, and things have changed. And I'm grateful that I can say it's actually improved. The access to the benefits and the information, the modalities that are available in Southern Utah, I just don't think people realize what a great town we live in, a great state. There's a lot of support and groups and benefits and programs. You just need to know how to get through this very complex healthcare system, and we're here to help you navigate that, to help you find those resources that might be available to you.
So whether you are a little less healthy than you used to be or you feel like you're still 20 years old, information is always a good thing to have. So we're happy to speak to anybody, you know, under any circumstances, just to get that information out there. And then we also have started a program where we are trying to fill a gap that exists in the medical community. And that's that in-home care if you don't qualify at either end of home health or hospice.
Spectrum, yeah. Right. Usually health care, home health, it has a couple of platforms. One is if you're recovering from something, perhaps you've spent some time in the hospital or you've had a recent fall or a recent infection, and your doctor writes up a health care order to help you improve. That usually runs about 21 days before they are fighting Medicare for a few extensions. And 21 days is very difficult to really accomplish much, especially as a senior. Our bones are more brittle. Maybe the physical therapist comes out and you just really feel exhausted and not up to doing the physical therapy. Unfortunately, if the physical therapist has to document that you've turned down your physical therapy, then he's having a hard time charting that improvement for you that is so important and required as you continue to receive benefits through home health. I'm not sure that the physical therapists always explain to you what's expected of them. Perhaps it will seem like a sales, you know, tool for them, and they don't want to discuss that. But they really are watching your improvement, gauging your improvements, documenting those improvements. And if they can't show a substantial improvement, then you're on a plateau, and Medicare will no longer cover those home health benefits for physical therapy.
And those home health benefits certainly are not just physical therapy, but all parts of what would be defined specifically by Medicare as home health. They're all limited in their scope. And so a lot of people don't fit within that need. Maybe they just need somebody to come in and maybe make sure they're taking their meds and eating properly, or maybe they have a wound that isn't healing, or edema, or, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that can just weigh us down in our day and make it harder to accomplish. And so we've set up a program that is not insurance-based. When no insurance, no Medicare, no other insurance will provide it, and you still need that help, we will send a registered nurse out, and we'll set up a schedule with you and come up with a plan that is most cost-effective. Because, again, for us, we have nurses that are already going out in the field. And so that gives us an advantage of being able to provide an economy in doing that. And they can come out and help accomplish those things that you're struggling with.
And I must say, at an affordable expense, very affordable. Unfortunately, when you fall between that gap of home health or hospice eligibility, and by the way, let me just interject, the palliative program of hospice is much different than what you have believed in the past. We're still trying to overcome that stigma and help people understand that it's not a death sentence or a, you know, final end of days program. There's so much more. But often there's just people that still fall within a gap, not home health, not hospice, but their loved ones want to know they're okay and that they are regularly okay, that there aren't significant changes that are arising, and perhaps their family works and they're not there all the time.
And we know that someone visiting on a regular basis creates that companionship and gives them somebody to talk to, but also somebody to report back to and make sure that they're doing those things that they should be doing. So it's a great program, and if you know somebody who you think may benefit from that, having that clinical care come to their home and make sure that there aren't any declines that we aren't aware of. You know, when you go see your doctor once every 6 months, there's a lot that can happen in that 6 months that may not be noticed. So having that person come regularly can be a great benefit.
And the purpose, of course, is because we realize that there is a significant cost to hire senior home care helpers, to come into your home. The cost of private care has skyrocketed. And because there is a limit in the nursing and homemaker area, especially in southern Utah, they've put in some, minimums, and sometimes those are cost prohibitive to families. And so sadly, there's many, many families that have had to give those services up because they could no longer afford them. Yet that puts their loved one in a very vulnerable position, and we just want to eliminate that gap in coverage. So we're providing a way for those of you who can't afford it. Now, we're not saying, to drop the care that you already have. If you have a good plan, stay with it. Support those, programs that are already out there. But for those who are really in need and just not eligible for anything else, give our office a call. We'll try and figure out a way to make it work for you.
So the last few weeks we've been talking about some myths that are out there that we're trying to break down and eliminate entirely from this community and make sure that people have an understanding. And so one of the myths that's out there is that the whole of hospice is merely nurses to provide medications and CNAs to provide bathing. I know there are a lot of people who have seen that level of care and think that that's all that hospice can and should be.
Well, and for the most part, most of you understand also that the pharmaceuticals or perhaps the medical equipment is in included as well. But it's so much more than that when you choose a company like Pathway that has an expanded palliative care program that is far more than just that minimum Medicare standard. And I think that's really the important part, is understanding that as a beneficiary, it is all your choice. Medicare has empowered you to choose the company, and they try and encourage the doctors to give you multiple names so that you recognize you're in control, you are in the driver's seat and get to choose. Also, find out what other companies are going to offer you, because anybody who's been listening for any period of time realizes that the only reason we opened this company was from our own personal experiences and the differences we enjoyed in Las Vegas, Nevada, and what we couldn't find access to here. So we opened this company with an expanded palliative care program just to introduce what's available to our friends and the seniors in this community. We don't want you to suffer or to live without those benefits that are readily available under your Medicare benefit that you've been paying for. It's an insurance program that you've been paying into since you were, you know, young, in your youth.
So for us, hospice is certainly more than just medications distributed by nurses and CNAs to do help with a few ADLs. We've got a broad range of people that work for us and we work with to provide a much more full and complete level of service and care that can be effective for people. We know that every patient is unique, so it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not that we have a parade of people that we just move from house to house. It's really focusing on what's going to be important and beneficial, not only based upon the conditions that you have, but also the goals that you have and the things that are most important to you. We try and expand that. So hospice should be more than just about your clinical care. It really is intended to be a whole life support system. We have, what do we got? We got licensed professionals that help you with some of the financial and end-of-life issues, trying to help resolve that so that is no longer a concern for you. We have chaplains that specialize in hospice that can help have conversations and maybe explore and eliminate some of the concerns and fears that we have. But again, it is specific to the patient, you know, what's going to be important to them. If you need physical therapy, we do that. Now, that's true. That's not true in many other places, but for us at Pathway, we do. We provide physical therapy. We'll provide occupational therapy. If you need speech therapy, we can do that.
Massage therapy. I need that. I need massage therapy, a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it. When we find things that work, we like using them in a lot of places. If massage helps us just have a little less stress, and that's not just massage for the patient, but maybe for the caregiver too, to feel like we're being comforted in a different way. Certainly it can reduce pain. It has an effect on many other body systems, and so everything starts to work a little better.
It does. It keeps the blood flowing. It keeps swelling down. It can help drain the lymph nodes. It's more beneficial than most people give it credit for. And all of our massage therapists are licensed and certified and go through an extra level of training with senior care being provided and considered. It's surprising to me sometimes how many people are resistant of massage therapy. Boy, offer it to me once. I'll accept before you finish saying massage thera. I'll take it. I love it. It's great. The tension that is released and really the just the feeling of well-being that it can bring. But it's a great program. If you've never had a massage, you should take advantage of it. Please don't turn us down.
Also, some other hands-on, you know, cranial manipulation, foot zoning, edema, massage, you know, being able to get rid of that fluid that is building up. Those are all positive things that have great effect. But there's also a lot of non-contact therapies that are at least as effective for some people. That may be pet therapy or aromatherapy or music therapy, meditation. You know, we'll help get you acupuncture, acupressure. If you want to try cupping, we'll do that.
Yes.
Hyperbaric oxygen.
Cupping for our seniors who know what that is. But just so you should all realize, Southern Utah is incredible. I'm not sure most of the community understands the pages of modalities that are available out there. And we can provide you that list and help you find that direction for whatever it is that you're looking for. I go back to my experience with my mom. Being 20 years ago, it was before holistic medicine really found its way to the Western hemisphere, and Western medicine was finding its way to Europe. It's interesting how Western medicine still prevails, but what a huge benefit adding the complementary therapies of holistic and homeopathic medicine to your care. Now, we certainly aren't suggesting that you give up your Western medicine. We're saying consider adding some of those modalities to improve your quality of life. Those are all palliative.
So she's going to cough, so I'm going to step in here.
Choke on my own breath.
We really believe that living your best life is really the thing that's most important. We want to provide those resources. And it would be tragic if we find out that somebody said, you know, if only I had helped doing this, I could have done that. If only. We don't want anybody to have that if only. So let's explore, you know, how to resolve those issues for you, how to get you help, how to do those things so that you can really enjoy and have a great life for as long as we're on this earth.
If we can help you find ways to reduce your stress, your caregivers can get a better night's sleep. It will just improve the entire household. The entire feeling of well-being will be increased.
So one other myth, we only have a few minutes. I'm going to throw this one out, that palliative care is solely about pain maintenance or pain management. And sadly, for many people, even in the medical community, that is the expectation. That
although we will take care of all your pain, we definitely understand the importance of that. There are many ways to reduce pain.
Yeah, so if pain management is, you know, a portion of what we see as palliative, we are looking at that being maybe 10% of all of the things that might be out there that can be considered palliative. But we want to make sure that we understand that some people's perspective of palliative is very limited. They have this small, narrow of understanding of what palliative could be. And if it's just pain management, we want you to know that for us at Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, it can be a lot more than that. So don't be afraid.
Well, and along those lines, I just want to say that palliative medicine may be end-of-life care, but it's not our protocol for end-of-life care. That is dependent on each individual need. And I say that because we so often get those calls that they want to help their loved one, but their loved one's resistant because they believe that we're going to come in and dictate or take control from them. Here's our promise to you today and always. We will never take control from you. We will support you. We will help you. We will provide all the information and cares that you need, but we will never make those decisions for you. We will make them with you, and we will help you.
So here's the challenge for today. If you have ever, in the whole time that you've been listening to this radio broadcast, thought maybe I should call them and talk yourself out of it.
You should.
Don't talk yourself out of it this time. Just give us a call and talk to us. There's no commitment. You don't have to give us your name. You know, there's nothing that you're going to be obligated to do other than allow us to tell you some things that you may want to know. So please give us a call and have us.
And what was that phone number?
Andy, what's our phone number?
435-477-6999.
And how's that so easy for you to remember?
Let's see. Local area code and then left side 477, right side 6999.
That is
pretty simple.
Appreciate that.
I'm glad that. Pretty easy to remember.
And if nothing else, call us and tell us that you remember the number because of that.
And our website, pathwayhospicecare.com. Look us up. Find out more about us. We'd love you to know us, and we'd love to know you.